Being a private equity investor, or a founder or early stockholder in a private company, often offers more upside than investing in an already publicly traded company, because the greatest value creation usually happens before a business becomes widely recognized. Public markets can produce strong returns, but they are also highly efficient at pricing information. Private markets, on the other hand, contain more uncertainty, more inefficiency, and more room for transformation. That combination can create a higher risk environment, but also the possibility of extraordinary returns. One reason private investing can offer more upside is that private companies are earlier in their growth curve. Public companies are often already mature, meaning they have established revenue, proven business models, and heavy analyst coverage. Their future growth is more predictable, but also more limited. A small or early-stage private company, however, may still be building its product, entering its market, and scaling operations. If it succeeds, the growth from small to significant can be enormous. The company may go from being worth a few million dollars to hundreds of millions or billions. That stage of transformation creates the kind of asymmetrical upside that public investing rarely offers. Public stocks trade at prices that represent the market's consensus opinion of value based on publicly available information. Every day, millions of investors, institutions, analysts, and algorithms react to earnings reports, industry news, economic data, and financial statements. That constant flow of information and trading activity creates price discovery. In many cases, this makes public markets relatively efficient. The stock price already reflects what most people know and expect. As a result, large public companies rarely stay undervalued for long unless there is unusual uncertainty or misunderstanding. When you buy a public stock, you are usually buying a well-known story at a widely debated price. Private companies operate differently. There is less public information, fewer analysts, and less constant pricing feedback. Instead of a real-time market consensus, private valuations are based on negotiations, funding rounds, and long-term expectations. This can create opportunity. If an investor can see potential before the crowd does, whether in the team, technology, distribution advantage, or market shift, they may be able to buy ownership at a price that looks high to others but proves incredibly low in hindsight. In private investing, knowledge, access, and judgment can matter more because the market is not constantly correcting itself. Another important advantage is that private investors and founders can often influence outcomes directly. In public markets, even owning a large amount of stock rarely gives you real operational control. You are mostly a passive participant, but private equity investors, venture investors, and founders can shape strategy, recruit leadership, improve operations, optimize financial structures, or open partnership channels. They are not just betting on the outcome, they are helping create it. That hands-on ability to steer results is a major reason private ownership can produce large gains. However, the greater upside in private investing is inseparable from greater risk. Private companies have higher failure rates, less liquidity, and more uncertainty. Your money may be locked up for years. There may be no easy way to sell your shares. Even a great company can struggle due to execution mistakes, competition, economic downturns, regulatory changes, or poor timing. In public markets, you can usually exit quickly. In private markets, you often cannot. The reward is higher because the risk is higher. Ultimately, private investing offers more upside because it operates in a space where transformation is still possible and price discovery is incomplete. Public stock prices represent a real-time consensus based on known information, which limits mispricing and reduces surprise. Private investing thrives on uncertainty, the unknown future, the imperfect information, and the chance to build something before the world notices. It is not better for everyone, but for those who can handle illiquidity and risk, private ownership can provide the kind of wealth creation that public markets rarely match.